The maximum Mersey Tunnel tolls allowed are based on the movement in the RPI between November 1999 and the November immediately prior to the April in which the tolls may be increased. The amount of the toll is rounded to the nearest 10 pence. A year ago, the formula resulted in a figure of £1.7815, which under the rules would round to £1.80. Mersey Travel decided that the actual cash toll for cars from April 2014 would be increased to £1.70 from £1.60. The RPI for November 2014 came out today. The inflation, though, is down on October and, of course, is up on the year and produces a toll figure of £1.855, which under the new rules would round to £1.90, i.e. the cash toll for cars could be increased next April by 20 pence to £1.90. In previous years, it has been Mersey Travel who have decided on whether to put up the tolls, but this time round it will be the new Liverpool City region that will make the final decision. John McGoldrick for the MTUA said it is possible that with the general election and council elections due in May, the politicians may decide not to have another increase this year. But whatever happens this year, the tolls are bound to go on escalating unless they are removed altogether. The people and businesses of Liverpool and Wirral are badly treated compared with people elsewhere. There are no tolls in Scotland or North Wales, and even in England the government does provide money to help other areas. One example was in the recent autumn statement when the government announced that a 2-mile-long twin tunnel will be built near Stonehenge. The cost will be £2 billion and there will be no tolls. Another example was earlier this year when the government agreed that residents of Widnes and Runcorn would not have to pay tolls to use either the existing bridge or the new bridge. They won't have to pay, but the people of Merseyside and West Cheshire will. It seems that the people in those two areas don't complain hard enough. It should be noted that the base for the possible increases is November 1999, when the car cash toll was £1.20 and the RPI was 166.7. There are three other toll classes which are multiples of the car toll, and people who use a tag and pay in advance pay less. The car toll is £1.40.